have I think the best thing to learn for Elul is to continue what we were learning before. Tavlonis. So you learn the Chiddush and Tavlonis. And Elul, when you're learning that Tavlonis, you should concentrate on the fact of how much Tavlonis Hashem has for us. Then you help you a lot. The Etzem, the ability to excel in all the needed Tavis, the Daiti, I think it's not my Chiddush, but it stems from our ability to appreciate how much we are recipients of the Yochel Midas Tovus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person sees that I'm constantly exposed and I am receiving from the Chasodim, the Rachma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sablonis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever it is, all the Midas Tovus are the way Hashem relates to us. So, my whole chiyus is from that. I should want to give that over. Stam HaPisekel doesn't make sense to write things into this. It's a real If nobody cares about me, so okay, nobody cares about me. So I have to be sad to care about everybody else. But I'm a impoverished person that has no family, nobody to take care of me. Somebody comes and takes care of me, gives me everything I have, and then I'm not willing to help other people once I'm successful because this person helps me. That shows there's something wrong with me. That's, you see how much you benefit from it. Why do you want to emulate that?
Yeah.
If that's not good enough for us. There's another thing that we know, that Hanhogav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midah K'neged Midah. The way we relate to others is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us. We are, another 2 weeks, could be saying that you give me the Serachmin multiple times a day with Slichus, until after Yom Kippur. As we know, the Hazal say that, says, Yatru L'Fonai, doesn't just say that you say the words of, you give me the Serachmin. Hazal explained that, it's not enough just to say the words. It's not enough even to appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has these midas and that I'm a recipient of these midas, like I said, which is good. But even more than that, we have to be snagging those midas in order to be a kli kibul, in order to be a receptacle, receiver, fitting to receive that goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We also have to have a connection to that attribute. So, like we said, Sablonis is definitely something. When we're talking about Hafanos V'Yehazin, so we saw before that the concept of Sablonis doesn't just mean being made out of stone or having skin the thickness of an elephant's skin. That is just avoiding the issue, which a lot of people go through life in such a fashion. But it's not really Sablonis. So it's just either they get to the point that they just black out, or they don't even black out. You just hold it in, and like a pressure cooker, every once in a while, everything around gets destroyed. Yeah. However it works. Sablonis, like we told before, Kipshute, the lotion of to be soivel. Soivel means sabal is somebody that carries around loads. To carry the load upon yourself. Don't feel you have to throw it off. Be willing to accept. There's a certain load that was put on you, and I'm holding it. Just like I told you spoke, when you give me this rabbi, is Noisa Oven. He carries our Aveira. He holds it up so it shouldn't cut the shon causes damage. Same thing over here. We're willing to accept the fact that this person is not perfect and he did something not nice or he was not in cooperating the way we want. So not a reason for us to get upset by it. The reason for us to accept is that this person is not perfect and it's not a person for us to degrade the person either because we're not perfect either. Someone who quoted Rav Steinman is saying he had no problem with Shidduchim because when they offered him a girl which wasn't perfect, he said, that's perfect for me because I'm also not perfect. Instead of the guy going for the perfect girl, he's not perfect. Or the other way around. Yeah. So anyways, that's what he's saying now. Sablonis is not just being cold, turning off, keeping your mouth shut. The true Sablonis is the stepping stone for building the way of reacting properly. In other words, when the action happens, somebody is not cooperating with what I want to do. My natural feeling is feeling of I have been degraded, I've been insulted, my dominion has been challenged. All those feelings of I have to be in control and I'm not in control. And as a result of that, generally the reaction is that I throw it back at the person, destroy him, because you're destroying me, I destroy you back. So lust means accept that something has been done, then analyze what doesn't mean that I have to be sober and be quiet. Sometimes in the phenomenon, the child did not react properly, ask her things, what is the proper reaction? Sometimes he needs to get a very stern reaction to understand that this is something that you've gone past over the red line. Sometimes, and if not, it's better to wait, look away from it. Everything has to have a shikul adat, it has to be said. But the idea of kavanas is to not have immediate gut reactions, impulsive reactions, but everything should be held up, adjusted, and then decided how to do. So Allah that says, when it's done to the evening, Erev Shabbos, one should mention to his family and ask them, in Loshon Rav, quiet, did you take off ma'isim? Did you take off challah? Did you light the candle? It doesn't say what you're supposed to do when they say, I didn't. But if you start off quietly, you're ready on the right step. Because when you start screaming and shouting, the chances are, if they didn't do it, they're going to say, why did you do it? And then a whole fighting match, who's responsible? And if it's done peacefully, very often the answer will be, oh, I'm overwhelmed. And they say, oh, overwhelmed. Oh, sure. I'd love to help you. Yeah. Rav Mogen Avram says of Loshon Rakim, to also the Ozan Shiyatel Eimei Yisayim Tzayim Beisim. A person cannot be interacting with his family in a fashion that's causing them constant fear of how is he going to explode against them and what he's going to do to them. She told the Yireim Mechalim Shabbos Mechilim Dover Ozan Bomu Zekam Avedir. If they're afraid of him, they're going to lie and they're going to do things wrong just to protect themselves from him. Getting to the opposite of what he wants. Our goal in life is not to have everybody set a home for us. Our goal in life is for everybody around us to do things in the proper fashion. Master Shekel Shom Toma Mogen Avram. Master Shekel was surprised at the Mogen Avram. Mashaik Loshon Raker, Lini Loyatel Eimei Yisayim Tzayim Beisim. Says, speak softly. And Mogen Avram says that you're not allowed to put them in a state of fear. I'm not sure what the question is exactly. Maybe Loshon Raker is very extreme. Anyway, bring the Gemara and give it. Rav Chisda said, a person should not plant fear in the household. Because Pelegesh Begiveh Hitel Oleh Baila Eimei Yisayim Apila Kamer Vos V'Yisrael. The might of Pelegesh Begiveh, her husband also was overly tough with her, which caused all the things to happen, which eventually caused tens of thousands of people to be killed. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shalomata Leim Yisayim Tzav Beisim Tzav Boli Dei Sholeh Shavim Yisrael Rai Shei Chutomu Tzav Shabbos. If a person causes a state of fear and brings the most terrible aveiros, Amgil Arayis, murder, transgressing Shabbos. Om Rabbi Akon, Holy Amri Rabbanim, Shloshit Vorm, So Holy Lomis, So Beis, Rabbi Shabbos, Rechav Sheva, He stops and laughs and looks and says, Nehel, Sef, Lomei, Benichusam. The best of this is the Gemara, let's put the two together. That if a person is getting upset constantly on the members of his family, he can cause all that aveiros, and the right way to do it is, Benichusam, Ki Heiche, De Lekabu, Minei. When a person is attacked, he, however you say, protects himself or tries to answer up himself instead of admitting to it. Because he feels attacked. If he's not attacked, Father Rabbi, we'll get to the right, the real thing, whatever's behind it, and we'll deal with it. Aravasha, Anagli, Shemili, Hod Rabbachana, the Kamino Visvash. Never heard this statement of Rabbachana, but I'm intelligent enough to know that that's where it gets me from. Like it says, Divrei Shachomim, Benachas, Nishmoy. The Eitahara is so talented in getting us to raise our voice when we think things are not being heard, what we're doing peaceful. But the Maisa, one who does it, we always regret, because it just gets everything, everything upset. So, whole Maisa, I'm not going to get into the problem. But that's the bottom line. If people are afraid of you, they're not going to want to have to deal with you, and they're just going to do things in the way you want it to be done. And maybe they'll end up giving you something which is also. Yeah. So you're saying, basically, that if you're asking them, do you do this, do you prepare for Shabbos properly? So, if they're terrified from you, they're going to lie. They'd rather lie than get into a whole fight with the person. And it could end up, they're going to eat something they didn't take at mice. But if it's done peacefully, so they have no problem saying the truth. This is what happened. Let's see how we work it out. So he says, we learn from here this concept of Hatzolos Eimei Yaseiva, of causing a strong feeling of fear, is, now basically, what seems to be bothering is there are two extremes. One is Eimei Yaseiva Terbeisa, which sounds like this guy screaming and shouting and cursing and everything else, and threatening, and everyone's terrified of him. Okay, that's one extreme. He says, don't do that, but talk peacefully. Talk in a soft manner.
Okay, why is it all on to ideas? The regular talk regular.
So he says mashma here that anything more than the lashon raka is already a certain level of ADSA. We have to realize that the people around us may be more sensitive to us than we think. Like, I know a guy, he knows he has a problem with anger and screaming and shouting. So he told me, I worked on it, Baruch Hashem, no more problems with anger. I once saw how he had no problems with anger. He used to say to, let's say, his son, why did you do that? And now he says in quiet, not screaming, why did you? But he's basically saying on the same message of terrifying the kids just without raising his voice. Didn't realize that the issue over here is not what decibel you're doing, but how you relate to the situation. Lashon Raka means you relate to them softly. You realize that the person you're dealing with is a soft person. You don't want them to have a tough, strong message that will scare him, terrify him, or want him to have to avoid the issue. You want to say it in a way that he will feel comfortable that you're not out to get him. You just want to know what happens, and if it didn't happen the way you expected, you'll help him out, you'll work it out. Yeah. So this is a very important thing for us to recognize how much, if so, I know it myself sometimes, I talk to people and I think I'm talking, and then I find out later that they're all shaken up from what I said. Okay, I wasn't speaking properly. But we always have to assume that the person is sensitive. And speaking of fashion, like we're saying, Lashon Raka doesn't just mean the tone, the decibel level, but it means with understanding, not out to force him to do what we want him to do. Just try to find out. Make ourselves aware, make them there where we're holding, and let's see how we can work out as best as possible. If they know that the reaction will be not a reaction of anger, action of forcing them to do something, but action of just, I know it's my responsibility, if I can do this, if I can't, let's see how to work it out, then we're all on the same side. It's not a confrontation. So basically, any state of meaning, my comments to those around me are confrontational. And sometimes it's nothing to do with how loud you're talking. I'm talking very loud, and definitely confrontational. You're talking less loud. Are you coming confrontational, or are you coming that we're all on the same side? Let's see where we hold it. Yeah, says the Ramban, the famous Ramban, in his letter says, his naik tomid l'choldova, kol berecha benachat l'cholodom. Not only see wife and children calmly, l'cholet. Muzet, he knows the menakash, he needed all, the hashtiv, the other, kashtiv, he needed all, he's having for it every day. Not everybody says that feeling. Sometimes say Yirat HaEm Nishmaret, say Shaloi Echad Hayom. The regular people, they don't have it. But there's a tefillah, Shaloi Echad Hayom Le'echad Echad. Yeah, a beautiful tefillah. That's the middle of the kind itself. But even if you don't say it, there's another thing you say. My Rebbe Reb Nisim Kirel Zeh Chazal Mezbalcha, someone came to him and said he has problems with anger. And the Rebbe Reb Nisim said, what happened? You don't Dam Shmaret? He said, Dam Shmaret, what does that have to do with being angry? He said, you say another kind of tefillah every day. The Nafshi Ka'ofo Lakov Tiyeh. I should be like a self, respect everybody. I should not hold myself that I have to have my way. I should live with modesty. He said, if you live like that, you don't get angry. Anger comes with fat because you think you're the boss. You can actually cover with him. He's greater than me. Whatever he is. More powerful than me. Just want to work things out. Interact. And you don't get the cut. And once again, it doesn't mean you have to be wishy-washy. A person can't be firm. And certain times we have to be firm. Certainly the most behavior of the family members and the Qadam, we have to be firm. But not coming from confrontational, but from caring. From a message that this is just something we cannot do. You're self-destructing yourself. Whatever it is. Not because you're not doing what I want you to do. That's the Lashon Raka. Lo'ilim tiyarach kakonin. The description of a sword. Like a konin. You're not standing there and somebody comes up against you, knocking into you. You could sway. You then have to make yourself something. You're out for another person. Sablon is the anach me anovet. Sablon is part of anovet. They can pray for the nuchas nefesh. So somebody was rough loaded. Some things they have in the Chaim Gevki. Yes. Chaim, what are the things that Anoshim Gedoyim, the great people, work on most, or one of the most? This is what Chaim says. Anovet. A person wants to be a truly great person, has to be true honest. Not the fake one. You can believe he's out of it. Really. In his heart. That type of feeling of, I'm working for Kodesh Boh, I'm not controlling the world. Just like we're far away from Anova, we're far away from peace of mind. Because they go together. The person that should be Tov and Hashem, he realizes that he's not running the world. He has no problem being honest. lack of anova comes from the fact that a person thinks, I have to be in control. I have to be on top of things. And maybe it's him against everybody else. Instead of we're all together, and I'm being with Hashem and trying to help those around me to be with Hashem. So, like we said, this is, we know, Rishol Salanta, the Baal HaMilsa, say that to be Zoyche, the Tid of Rosh Hashanah, a person has to be, a person is not just living for himself, he's living for the cloud. That way you have more Zoyot, your personal Zoyot, who knows how much you have. If you need it for the cloud, for, you need it for multiple people, then that is already a different type of merit. That we can, the need, the fact that Hashem wants us to continue to exist for the benefit of others, that's a different type of merit and to have it. So we don't have to start being the Isha Klal, controlling the Isha. We just have to be there for our families, for our wives and children, and those who are close to us, who are dependent on us. For those people, that is what we can work on in these days of Elul. Before we react, think for a second, a split second, let's be quiet for a split second, think 1 second, am I reacting because my dominion has been challenged? Or am I reacting because I really care that this person is close to me and I want to help them do it right? Or if they don't can't do it right, then I'll just help the thing be taken care of. And right now they won't do it, I'll do it. Yeah. So this is an important thing. Not just to lose ourselves. Now we should definitely, name of the Nichus, say things in a sweet, pleasant way, calmly. And it comes from that, and we're saying, it's not because I'm a never, it's not because I want to avoid time of confrontation just because I'm weak, which unfortunately is a big problem nowadays. Many parents just get into the kids constantly. If they want to avoid confrontation, it's simpler. No, I'm willing to stand on what's important. But the question is, how do I do it? Am I standing primarily on my dominion and my power, and my ego, and making sure everybody fits into what I want them to do? Or the other way around? I'm standing the fact that I care about them so much, and I want to think of how to get the message over in the fashion that they will accept it, the fashion that they really feel that I'm not here for myself. My family's not just a medium to give me COVID, and they're not giving me COVID, and they're worthless. They're worth everything the world does, no matter what. Like we said, just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu with us. They remind us always, Hashem loves us and cares for us under all circumstances, whether we give them nachas or we don't. That's what we said in Haftarah today. Anoichi, Anoichi, Umanachem Chem. Chazal say that first Anoich is referring to Anoich Hashem Elokecha, by Matan Toyer. That same show of love in Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matan Toyer, which was the greatest throughout history, says Hashem, your Nechama is that Anoich is still around. Anoich that was by Matan Toyer still exists when we're in Golos. I love you just as much. Yitz Hashem Anoich. We'll see the Anoichi of Golos, Hashem revealing Himself. Hashem, 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 H